Now, the Czech Republic has lost two renowned photographers, Ladislav Sitienský and Jan Reich, both of whom died at the weekend, the former at the age of 90, the other at just 67. Both men had an important impact on 20th century Czech photography, Sitienský during World War II and Reich during the normalization of the 1970s. Jan Wellinger looks back on two remarkable careers.
Photographer Ladislav Sitienský, who died on Saturday, was nothing less than a legend. Having taken pictures from the time he received his first camera at the age of 14 in 1933. 4 years later, he shot a series from the funeral of Czechoslovakia's first president, T.G. Masaryk, for the magazine Ozvěny. But it was during the war, after joining the British RAF, that Sitienský gained his greatest fame as an official photographer of the Czech Air Force, documenting the times and capturing members of the 312th Squadron. Mr. Sitienský continued to exhibit into old age, including a show at the British Council in 2002, where he was interviewed by Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby.
I suppose I'm most likely the only photographer who's been taking pictures of everything. But it were girls, architecture, or war, or sports, everything that passed by me, I've taken pictures of.
You are, of course, associated with flying, with aviation. Were any of these photos taken from planes?
No, not one. Anyway, it's true, I've been 6 years with the Royal Air Force, but I never really felt very well in a plane. My stomach didn't like it.
After the war and after the communist putsch of 1948, the photographer shot politically neutral photographs, everything from calendars to tour books in then Czechoslovakia. But he remained highly respected, receiving an Order of Merit from the Czech president, Václav Klaus, in 2003. The other notable photographer that the country lost last week was Jan Reich, a generation younger. He succumbed to cancer at the age of just 67. Reich is easily most famously known for his book Disappearing Prague, which captured the mood and spirit of rundown parts of the Czech capital in the 1970s. The photographer himself told me more about the book and his subjects back in 2007.
Já jsem vlastně děcí prožil po válce, po válce.
I was born after the Second World War, and even after all those years I found areas that hadn't changed a bit. There weren't funds, and so the city had stayed the same, not evolved, for example, like Paris, which was becoming a modern city. I was worried that areas would disappear before I had a chance to photograph them. The factories and apartment blocks weren't posh, but they had a poetry which was wonderful. At least the photographs captured what once existed. Still, for me, it's not enough that they document. They must also capture layers of emotion.
In addition, Mr. Reich earned acclaim for his 2005 publication Bohemia, which captured the Czech landscape, and it was awarded Book of the Year in the prestigious Magnesia Litera competition. Both Jan Reich and Ladislav Sitienský were two of the country's most accomplished photographers. Both will be sorely missed.
And that report was by Jan.